You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Albert Ramon about the weather, the warm-up, of course, but also that huge iceberg that has broken off. I believe it was Antarctica, right? Antarctica. We'll talk to Albert about that. But first, a huge story out of Champana. Jay Walsh is on the phone line. He is the Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation at the University of Illinois, and they are celebrating today. It has nothing to do with March Madness. Jay, welcome.
Very nice to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It is a wonderful day for us.
The news is that the U of I's COVID test, COVID Shield, the saliva-based test, has been given FDA approval for wider use. Now, Jay, this is the test you've been using at the school all along, correct?
This is true. So back in the spring, the leadership of the university challenged the scientists to come up with a way to return to campus in the fall. The scientists developed this method. It was implemented in the fall, and it's been used since July on our campus.
And the school, correct me if I'm wrong, but has done remarkably well when it comes to contact tracing and keeping a lid on this virus.
It has. We saw in the early fall a few spikes because we found the folks who were positive for the coronavirus. We could isolate them and their close contacts. We could quarantine them, and the spread of the virus was significantly mitigated on campus.
Do you know what percentage of students are on campus? Are they all there?
A large fraction of our students are on campus. I do not know that number off the top of my head.
Okay, tell me about the test. How does it work?
So from the point of view of somebody who's being tested, you come to one of our testing sites on campus. The stuff we've been doing it, as I said, since July. You drool into a test tube. You place the test tube into a holder, and that's it. For you, that's it. It takes something less than 3 minutes to do all that. That test tube goes to one of our labs where it goes through a testing process. It's heated and has some chemicals, goes through this PCR machine that we've all heard about over the last several months and determines whether the genetic material of the virus is present or not.
And what is its accuracy rate?
Usually one talks about a sensitivity and specificity. That's when you have a gold standard. If we had a gold standard here, and if that gold standard were the nasal test, then it would be about 97% sensitive and 99% specific. Those are the two numbers that are usually used when talking about most tests.
Okay, and so up until now, you've been using it for your students. Because the FDA has given it preliminary approval, that means it's open and available for wider use, correct?
That is true. Officially, the term in the FDA terms is authorization, so we now have authorization to distribute the test more widely across Illinois and indeed across the United States.
Governor Pritzker says he's going to spend $20 million in COVID CARES Fund to make this available at other state institutions. And tell me how that works then. You'll share it with other Illinois universities, high schools as well, or where does it go next?
Yeah, so the goal here is to very quickly stand up operations at a number of labs around the state. We go through a validation process with those labs according to the FDA process that we just got authorization for. And then those labs are placed strategically across the state and will be used to test the saliva of the students, faculty, and staff at public universities across the state. And we're now in conversations with other units, K-12 schools and companies.
So Illinois State in Bloomington Normal would be a client, but Wesleyan in the same town wouldn't be?
That's very candidly, there's several parts to this organization. I do not know if we've spoken with each of these organizations.
All right, I'll throw a list of schools.
To getting the EUA. The answer to your question is certainly the public's, and we're absolutely willing to talk with any organization, the private universities and anybody else who's interested.
And so, but it seems to me that the key is the way you described what happens is it's done especially quickly at the University of Illinois because the lab is at the University of Illinois, right? When you start doing it at other schools that might be a little more distant from a lab, that it seems like, and not a lot of time, but it might add time to finding the results.
You are quite perceptive here, but this is exactly why we put the labs throughout the state. We recognized that not only were the sensitivity and specificity important, but the speed of turnaround was really important. So we want to have these labs relatively close to the collection sites so that we can very quickly move the sample from the collection site to the laboratory and get the testing done quickly. So there's no overnight shipping anywhere. You don't have to send it and send it out of state. So you're very perceptive. That's exactly why we did that.
And so then also, do you have, because, and trust me, Jay, I'm learning about all that. We're talking to Jay Walsh, the interim vice president for economic development and innovation at the U of I, about their test COVID shield, which got FDA approval today. You know, so we're learning about shots and about different pieces of equipment that's needed to administer those shots and everything like that. Do you have a stockpile of what's needed to get this out and going to other schools?
We do. The other part of the design of this test was that to limit the supply chain problems that were seen early on in testing. We redesigned the test. The scientists redesigned the test to get around some of the supply chain issues. And actually, the important part of the saliva is we do not need a healthcare provider to take this sample. You're handed a test tube, and you drool into the test tube, and you hand the test tube over to somebody at one of the collection sites. So, the goal was to make this not supply chain limited, to make this easy and straightforward to implement.
Okay, and so just to review for me again, then, where do you know it will be going to next?
So there are a number of labs around the state. And the location of the labs actually probably isn't as significant as where are the collection sites. And those collection sites will be stood up on the campuses of the public universities to start with. And as I said, we're in conversations with others and very interested in conversations with anybody in the state who would be interested in having testing done for their community.
You know, I kind of, not mistakenly, but I said this is big news for Champaign-Urbana, but I mean, you've been using it up here at UIC as well, correct?
This is true. We've done it at UIC, we've done it at UAS, and actually, to prove that this worked in a small school in a relatively small county, we also have been doing this at Greenville University in Bond County and the southern part of the state since August also. So we've really been doing this at four institutions for several months now.
And so at the U of I, how often does the average student get tested?
The students get tested generally twice a week. In some places, we've seen that there have been spikes, and we've gone to three times a week. For some of our students who are generally off campus, if you're a graduate student who's doing computational work and you're not on campus very often, then we might not require quite so often. The faculty and the staff are the same way. So it does vary a little bit. We've learned along the way as to what we need to do. But generally, the answer is twice a week.
And why just schools in the future? Why not make a bazillion of these and have all of us take the test?
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There's no reason why this couldn't go further, to be very candid.
Okay.
There are other resource issues and that one might consider, there's no fundamental reason why we couldn't do this much more broadly.
And will this turn into a moneymaker for the U of I?
Candidly, we didn't get into this because of that. We're a land-grant university with a mission to not only for our students but for the citizens of the state of Illinois. We're offering this test for the public universities at a price that isn't a whole lot higher than the cost to us. will this make a whole lot of money for us? No, that's not our goal here.
I understand that, Jay, but I did read, I think that it came out of in partnership with an incubator at the school. You created a business, and look, I'm an Illinois taxpayer. If you can drop my income tax by $5 by selling these to the Hoosiers, do it.
It is possible that we will make money off of this, and it is possible we could do well off of this. This will come with time, and we'll have a better answer for that.
Sure.
As time rolls along here.
Well, okay? Listen, you've already done good. There's no reason why you shouldn't do well. Jay Walsh from the U of I, certainly appreciate you joining us today. I know it's a very busy day.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations
Happy
again.
Happy to be here.
Okay, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.